This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Joe from Yelma's. Joe, are you there?
I am here.
Joe, did you know that at 5:40 every day on the men's room, Taryn gives you three answers to this Beat Migs?
Yeah, I knew that.
It doesn't sound like you were listening, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Well, let's hope that's...
That's okay. We're on the same level playing field, Ben.
And hopefully that's not the decision maker. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What is the name of the iconic bridge located in San Francisco?
Golden Gate.
Correct. In math, what is the next prime number that comes after 3?
7.
No.
5.
Correct. What 30 Rock actor hosted the Match Game from 2016 to 2021?
Pass.
Some scientists believe that it rains diamonds on Neptune and what other planet?
Uranus.
Correct. Good Lookin' Cookin' is a new cookbook from which country icon?
Pass.
In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel give to Ursula in exchange for legs?
Pass.
What is the only mammal capable of true flight?
A bat.
Correct. Hawaiian pizza originated in what country?
United States.
No.
Pass.
The first day of Kwanzaa happens after what holiday?
Christmas.
Yes. The character Popeye was first created in what decade?
20s. 30s.
Yes, 20s. Whoa. Joe, you got 6 correct.
Let's go, Joe.
I will say if he was listening yesterday in the men's room, he would have got 2 more correct.
Too bad pass wasn't one of the answers.
You would have done so great if it was, though. Wow.
What a way to troll the contestants, though, if you had an answer of that.
I know.
Let's try it sometime.
Yeah. Okay. Help me write the question.
All right.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of the iconic bridge located in San Francisco?
Golden Gate Bridge.
You know it. In math, what is the next prime number that comes after 3?
9?
No.
5.
Correct. What 30 Rock actor hosted the Match Game from 2016 to 2021?
Tracy Morgan?
No.
Tina Fey?
No.
Who else was on 30 Rock? John Lithgow?
No. Some scientists believe that it rains diamonds on Neptune and what other planet?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
Sure would
no.
be. Yep. Good Lookin' Cookin' is the new cookbook from which country icon?
I'll go Blake Shelton.
No.
Carrie Underwood.
No.
Reba McEntire.
No. In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel give to Ursula in exchange for legs?
don't know, a Rolex.
No.
her Netflix password.
No.
A crown.
No. What is the only mammal capable of true flight?
What only mammal? A penguin?
You said it with such confidence.
Have you ever seen a penguin fly?
No.
Well, yeah, that was not the answer. Steve, you got, yikes, 3 correct, which
ouch.
Is a loss, 6-3.
Oh, my
man, gosh. I got spanked.
Wow, Joe, congratulations.
I deserve that.
You do.
I didn't even need the cheat sheet to beat me.
No, honestly, you kind of need the cheat sheet.
I kind of did.
Woo, that was a rough one. What 30 Rock actor hosted the Match Game from 2016 to 2021?
Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
That was
oh
on the cheat sheet.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. That's why you knew. I was like, how do you know that?
I also was surprised, too, for a second. I forgot.
I would say you just took a shot, but that might be out of bad taste.
Oh. It's I watch GSN a lot, the Game Show Network, and they're just replaying that. And I'm like, I did not know Alec Baldwin hosted this show for like 5 years. Good looking cooking. Is a new cookbook from which country icon?
I'm just going to guess Dolly.
You would be correct.
Oh, that's a good guess.
All right.
Yes. In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel give to Ursula in exchange for legs?
Her voice.
Correct. The mammal that's capable of true flight, the only one.
Joe knew this. Bat.
A bat.
It's similar penguin. To a penguin, you know.
They kind of like penguins. They both are involved in a comic book show.
I was going to say they're both at the zoo, but okay, wow.
See?
There's still time. They might evolve.
There's
you never
six
know.
Degrees, not even, just 1 degree separation.
Just one. The three you didn't get to. Hawaiian pizza originated in what country?
Canada.
Correct. The first day of Kwanzaa happens after what holiday?
First day of Kwanzaa, after Christmas.
Correct. And the character Popeye was first created in what decade?
I'm going to go with the 30s.
20s.
20s.
Either way, you would have lost, I guess. So,
thanks.
Congrats.
Way to rub it in.
Yeah, no problem.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center with Godsmack and Hailstorm. And we do encourage you to go in costume. However, there's Hooters girls are off the table. We already claimed that. You want more rockaholics to dress up like Hooters
how
girls?
How awesome would that be if we created a contingent of Hooters girls? Whoever wants to dress as a Hooters girl, and then we can all meet up at a certain spot.
Have a Hooters hootin' nanny?
Yeah.
Can we bring wings?
Yes.
I mean, that would probably make it better. Or at least fried pickles.
Oh, there you go.
The frickles.
Get your costume together and get your tickets at KISW.com. Yesterday, Steve, you learned that your dad's funeral will be taking place a little later this week.
Yes, actually, I get on a plane tonight, and the funeral is happening on Thursday, and then the ceremony, oh, a bunch of stuff, Thursday and Friday. It's going to be rather busy, but something happened yesterday when I was planning my trip, and I had to make a decision, and I don't know if it was an odd decision to make. It was an odd scenario to be put in, but I was curious if the Rockaholics, how they would handle a similar decision-making process. And I think it'd be interesting to hear what they would do if they were dealt the hand that I was dealt last night.
All right. 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question for you to answer, all based on this strange decision that Steve Miggs had to make. Call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will chat with you after Metallica.
The Daily Miggs.
Yesterday, Steve learned that his dad's funeral will be taking place this Thursday. And yes. I know you'd been waiting for this information, and it finally came to you.
It's like the one thing where you're just like, okay, just let me know. Am I leaving this week or am I leaving next week? Because, you know, obviously I want to get there and get everything, see my mom and see some family. But I just didn't know what was happening because we're at the mercy of the funeral home and the schedules and all that kind of stuff. So finally my brother's like, hey, it's happening Thursday and Friday. All right, I'm going to figure out my way there. So, first of all, shout out to Danny over here. I have to give a little love, and actually, this isn't a joke, but he stepped up huge because I was like, man, it's going to be a pretty penny, obviously. And Danny's like, I got a bunch of points. I'll help you with the flight. And that helped so much. So thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
That was very nice of you. It's the last time I'm ever going to say anything nice about them.
That's fine. You know what?
Until our fantasy football team gets better, I don't have anything nice to say about him after that.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
I don't know. I just did. It's how my brain works. Just saying something nice, say something mean, say something mean.
It's called balance.
Yes. That's exactly what it was. So I was like, okay, I'll be on my way in. I'll stay at mom's, you know, get everything taken care of. And then my brother's like, okay, well, yeah, you can stay at mom's, but our aunt's staying there as well. So the room that usually you would stay in, they have one guest room. You know, our aunt's staying there. I was like, okay, so let me figure that out. What am I going to do? I'll just sleep on the couch. She's like, well, mom's sleeping in the living room because she just recently had a hip surgery, and it's just easier because her bed is too high.
Oh, yeah.
So on the couch, it's a lot more comfortable, or the makeshift bed that they're going to put out. God forbid she falls off of it, because that's how she broke her hip. She was sleeping and fell off the bed.
Oh,
so nobody feels comfortable having her sleep on the bed, especially with everything that she's been through. That's the last thing we want to make happen. I was like, all right, so where am I staying? He's like, you're going to stay in mom and dad's bedroom on the bed. And I was like, oh. So I looked at Sid after I got off the phone. I was like, is it bad? Or what would you do in the situation? Would you stay in the bedroom? Which seems weird even before my dad passed away, but just kind of adds a little bit of an extra weirdness to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just splurge and stay at a hotel? And I know, like, you know, part of it is being around family, but I was like, do I just get a hotel somewhat nearby and stay there? And so that, my friends, is the simple question.
And we're going to start with Ray on I-5. Ray, if you are going home to visit family and you can stay for free at your parents' house, but you would have to crash in your parents' room, would you do that?
No, I'm getting a hotel room.
Getting a hotel room. Don't want to be in. You don't want to sleep in parents' bed, right?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Chris and Smoky Point, same simple question to you. You're going home to visit family. You can stay for free at your parents', but you have to crash in their room, sleep in their bed. Would you do it?
Nope, I would get a hotel room. When I lost my mother 7 years ago, I was driving home, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. I feel
you. What'd you decide to do?
Well, one text says, be a man, sleep in your dad's spot.
Wow.
No. I made the decision. Even though, like, we have Christmas, anniversary, and Tatum's birthday all happening in December, so we're already now in that, like, let's save as much money as humanly possible, because that's going to be a massive kick in the ding-ding come December.
Uh-huh.
I got the hotel.
You did. And how far is it from your
15
folks?
15 minutes. Like, my parents don't live anywhere that's like a hot spot for tourists. Like, nobody's getting a hotel. Like, we tried that when we went there to go visit them the last time we visited them, because we're like, let's with the kid, let's get a hotel. And there's nowhere within like a couple of miles of their house at all. So I ended up finding a place that's like 30 minutes from the airport, but 15 minutes from my parents' house. And I was like, you know what? I could get there quick enough. Got a rental, even though my brother's like, you just use dad's car. And I'm like, I know. Like, I'm still processing a lot of this. I was talking to a buddy yesterday, like, well, how are you feeling? I'm like, there are moments where I'm just completely numb. I don't even know. I don't have any feelings. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, it's been just a massive mental cluster F in my head. But, you know, now going there, I think there's going to be a chance to, like, really grieve and be with family. And I think that's where the emotions will fully come out. And, you know, sure. I mean, I've been kind of just on go mode, thankfully, with the job and just, like, you know, with Tatum and tap dance last night. And, you know, I'm constantly moving and going. So I don't really think about, you know, the loss of my dad. It hasn't really felt fully real until the most it felt real was when I found a picture of my dad and my daughter together. And, like, that really hit me hard, because I was like, I'm so glad that we went and visited them. And, like, you know, I remember it even, like, when we were leaving, I'm like, okay, we're going to make it a point to get home as much as possible, because my dad even acknowledged it. He's like, you know, I just want to see my granddaughter as much as I can before, you know, I leave this place. And I'm thankful that he got to spend some time with her, and she remembers it too. So that was kind of huge to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're glad you're taking the time and going to be with family. And we will miss you for a couple days.
Absolutely. It's going to be, it's good. It's gallows humor if I can.
Yes, of course.
So this happens. I look at my wife. I'm like, you know, nothing beats spending your birthday at a funeral. Because my birthday is on the day of the funeral. And I was just like, you know, not like I'm really complaining, but, you know, it's like one of those things, like, that really sucks. And then my wife goes, well, I mean, it's not nearly as bad as losing your husband on your birthday. And I was like, you're right. I'll just shut up now, because my mom, it was her birthday when my dad passed away.
Her 80th birthday.
Her 80th birthday. And then the next day was their anniversary. I'm like, you know, here I am just jokingly complaining, trying to, like, kind of have some levity, but my wife just shut it right down. I'm like, you're not wrong. I can never complain about having to go to a funeral on my birthday when my poor mom had to have, for the rest of her life, is going to remember her husband passing away on her birthday.
Oh, boy.
It's like the worst timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Seahawks lost last night against the Lions, and it was rough to watch. And it's always interesting to pay attention to that one friend on social media that is reacting in real time about the game on Facebook, way too wrapped up in it all. One of our friends became completely unhinged.
Like, lost his mind throughout the entire game. It was fun to watch. It was more fun than watching the actual game.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last night, the Seahawks lost to the Lions 42-29. And a friend on our Facebook page became a bit unhinged throughout the game. So all these comments are from the same person, as he posted nonstop about his feelings.
Which I think is, I see it on like Instagram, on X or Twitter, and I, that makes sense because it's a very real-time type of social media app. But on Facebook, I always think it's funny when somebody is commenting on something real-time because the way the algorithms work and things like that, sometimes you won't even see that post.
For 2 days
or several hours, and it won't be in the right order. So people are just going to be like, what a random thing to just throw out there on a random, you know, Saturday afternoon.
So because of this social media chaos, we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we set that post of our friend, and it's a kind of a friend of a friend. It's not really anyone super close, but it's just super unhinged. And I said, hey, Jason, just read these comments, and we'll take our listeners on a journey. So if you don't mind, I'll set these up, and then we'll get to the comments. So this first comment happened right after DK Metcalf fumbled the ball early in the first quarter, which led to them being down, I think, 14-0 because of that. So here's the first comment from this unhinged Seahawk fan.
Damn it, DK, f*** off! Hold the ball, Butterfingers, head!
Whoa.
So he's already mad.
Yeah.
But here's the best part. Then the Seahawks make it 14-7 thanks to a great catch from DK Metcalf. And then I think Kenneth Walker then punched it in with a quick little run to make it 14-7. And, well, here's how things change from our unhinged Seahawks fan.
Ah, yeah, D mother f***. Hey, Metcalf, what a catch. K9 with the run. Let's go, Seahawks. Show them who's king. Hashtag boss s***.
I am on an emotional roller coaster already.
Like I said, I was more entertained when anything happened to go on my Facebook to see what was happening with this dude than actually the game that was going on. Okay, the next part, this is like the end of the second quarter. I believe it was like 3rd and 10. DK, I think he might have dropped the ball and he's looking at the refs or something along those lines, and he's now back to hating DK Metcalf. Mm.
Hey, DK, instead of looking for the refs after every time you don't catch a ball, maybe use those same eyes to watch the football coming your f***ing way. F***ing, what a wasted drive. Oh, and Pharaoh Brown, you suck.
Oh, my gosh.
Unhinged. I mean, Pharaoh didn't have a very good game. But,
no.
I mean,
but this guy needs to have a chill pill.
Okay, so now they score to make it 28-14. And now his anger is no longer for DK Metcalf.
Oh.
It's directed at our coach, Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald! Hello! I thought you were some genius at defense, you get punched in the mouth, and now you're crying to mommy.
I don't remember that part where he was crying to his mom. I don't think his mom was even at the game, to be honest with
you. I mean, if she was, I missed it.
Also, I mean, let's not forget that obviously you got to play the hand that's dealt to you, but I didn't really... Did you leave that game being super... I mean, I was bummed they lost, but I'm like, you're playing the game missing some real players on the defensive side. And then Julian Love got hurt. I mean, Leonard Williams is not there.
We put up a decent amount of points. Like, it wasn't terrible. It was disheartening, but it wasn't terrible.
I would have been really bummed if, like, you had all of your guys on defense, and that's the effort that we got. But I'm not ready to cry about Mike McDonald like our friend here. All right, now it's halftime.
These announcers are so annoying. Put on some lipstick before kissing Goff's ass.
That's pretty funny.
I always joke. Eventually, it goes from complaining about the game, most Seahawks fans, I mean, probably any football fan, then you start bitching about the announcers or the refs.
Yep.
Eventually, you stop complaining about the actual game, but like you're just like now mad at the announcers because they're saying nice things about the other team. And I mean, I get it. Goff was about 18 for 18.
That was insanely impressive.
All right, now we are at the fourth quarter, and I think there was a questionable penalty that happened.
These refs are f***ing us!
There you go. Now he's bitching about the refs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a couple more. Now it's first and goal. And there were four incomplete passes. That was a rough one to watch. You kept one. Like, I get it. They're trying to save the clock, but you're like, just run the ball once. They're not expecting it, but you don't want me to be your coach. So, and apparently you don't want this guy either to be your coach, but here's his complaint.
Fire Grubb for that bull. Holy you won't run it first and goal at least once? Stupid. Game over. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that he did not go to bed.
Nope. After the game, this post happened.
This game.
There you go. Oh. I mean, I think that sums up life as a Seahawks fan yesterday.
Yeah. It was emotional.
I mean, I feel like some of the texts between Danny and I get a little unhinged, but that's just between him and I. I'm not putting that on social media.
Wait, you guys were texting without Sarah and I in the group chat? You had a side text happening last night during the game?
What? You guys should be honored that now you're part of a group chat with Danny and I. We've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
But now we've let you into our world. But every once in a while, we still have a sub text about something that we didn't think would we didn't want to bother you guys.
Wait a second. I do want to say, actually, I think Taryn and I did have a little side text.
We did.
What was it about again?
Our fantasy football team winning!
That's what's up!
This is why I don't invite them into our group text.
You know what I can say about all that?
This game!
Britney Spears nearly set herself on fire.
No!
And this isn't the first time she's done that. We're going to tell you what's trending after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just getting your day started. You've poured your coffee and you're sifting through all of the chaos on social media, and pop culture can be really difficult to interpret.
You think?
So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Britney Spears recently returned to Instagram, and she has started to turn her comments back on as well, which is very scary. She is sharing a story about nearly setting herself on fire months ago while speaking in her British accent.
I was in my room, and I turned the fire on, and all of a sudden, it blew up in my face.
Did she realize how, like, I mean, okay, just checking.
It's done it before.
I mean, it's not a very good accent.
No.
She could work on that.
And the times I did it before, I quit. So it always gets my security to come in and light it for me.
Wait, so she's consistently setting something on fire?
Yeah, herself.
Would you not take that away from her and say, Brittany, you're not allowed to touch this thing anymore?
She's been freed, Steve.
I mean, is that a good idea anymore? I'm a little worried about her.
I am.
I'm a lot worried about her.
Because I was scared it was going to blow up. But this time, I just threw the whole thing in there. And it literally blew into my face. And it took all my eyelashes off, my eyebrows. And see this baby hair, these baby bangs? This is from basically 6 months ago.
Big yikes.
I mean, talk about like massive fall from grace.
If that's your friend, you gotta go help her.
I wonder if people have tried and she just like disassociates herself from those people then. It's just insane to
it's
me that
very like, hard knowing.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What I've been wondering, and I'm sure a lot of people have been wondering, is what does Corey Taylor from Slipknot think about Dave Grohl and his infidelity?
Woo!
The world's been wanting to hear from Corey Taylor.
Always.
And finally, we've heard from him.
This happening does not mean he's not a nice person. Because I happen to know him as a person. It means he's got issues and up.
Yes.
He's not perfect. It is going to be very difficult for his family.
Thank you, Corey. I'm glad that we got your opinion on that. And I'm glad I didn't use the term hard on family.
Oh.
Poor choice of words.
Oh. While the SportsCenter interview about the MLB postseason was about to end, an emotional Eduardo Perez delivered breaking news to SportsCenter host Jay Harris that Pete Rose has died.
Mets Brewers game one tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Braves.
Jay.
Pot. Yes.
Jay.
Yes.
I want to throw in a little breaking news, a little sad news that I just received as well here in the last inning. My father called me and I confirmed it with my my brother, Pete Rose Jr. Pete Rose passed away today. And
the crazy part is, I don't know if you watched this, but like the look on the anchor's face was like, he kind of like leans back like, okay, was not expecting this to be brought up. Like, no. It was like, it caught him totally by surprise.
Totally.
It's hard. So, you know, it's one of those times where Hannah and I have been together on set for the loss of Jose Fernandez years ago, almost to the day. And just to be able to have lost Pete Rose today is a big hit for a lot of baseball families. So it's a tough one right now.
All right, Eduardo, as we get more information on that, we appreciate you.
And a lot of people are giving ESPN a hard time, though, because they're like, we'll get more information. And like it was like another hour until they started bringing it up. I think they were trying to figure out if it was true or not. They didn't want to get caught.
Sure.
A lot of people were like, TMZ has reported on this, but we have no confirmation yet.
Yeah, you got to watch out when it's TMZ as the first to report. But he was 83. There's no word yet on the cause of his death. Pete is still the MLB's all-time hits leader and holds several other records.
But not in the Hall of Fame. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame because they're okay with people gambling
and
cheating.
That's exactly right. Rockaholics, it is time for another game of Beat Migs, the final Beat Migs of the day. And if you think you can beat him, we would love for you to call us now. He's got a record of 277 wins, 81 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.